This is a first for me. This is a first for you too. I'm talking about my first time ever recording a little drunk right now. Nothing crazy, not blackout, not wasted. This isn't a decision I'll regret. And this is one of those times where, yeah, my dick is already in my hand because I'm home, I'm horny, I am also high. Happy Wednesday. I just really felt in the mood. You know what? I think it's because tonight I saw some of the Love Island for the first time in my life. And I don't know. I started just thinking about it. It'd be kind of hot being on an island. And except, you know, it's a bit of a boner killer sharing the room with everyone. But yeah. Hearing the wetness in the back, that is a fish tank. I am not urinating. My bladder is not that big. I won't bore you with that either. Right now, I think I'm in more of a dummy mood. Like the types of things I'm craving. The things I want to give and receive. It's like I need to hold you by your throat. To grab your hips and pull you into me. I need to hold the back of your head and whisper degrading things into your ear. Making you feel like a slut. Making you feel like a whore. Reminding you that you're mine. And that you're gonna do whatever I tell you. But tonight, I think you already know what I want. That's why the moment I get out of the shower, I don't even bother putting on a towel. I just open the door and I see you on your knees. I smile. I start to get even harder. And you watch my dick stand up for you. I just keep walking forward. And you open up. And you place yourself around me, wrapping your lips around. It feels really good to be taken into your mouth. For you to warm, and what we lubricating with your spit and moving your tongue gently around the head of my car. Call you a good girl. Because that's what you are. You're my good girl. You're my good slut. You're doing such a good thing right now. You're so useful. You're so pretty when you're servicing the cock that you've learned to worship. No one does it like you. You push yourself deeper. Even if it makes you gag. Because I know you know. You know, I know that we both love when you gag on it. I probably like it a little bit more, though. It feels so good right now. I'm bending over, giving you forehead kisses in between. You kind of end up getting a little mini throat fuck from the motion of me backing out of your mouth to kiss your forehead and then standing up to thrust and shove myself back in. Oh, I can just lean back and fully stretch out, extending my pelvis, and you don't even move. You just let me deeper into your cute, tight throat. Your throat feels as good as your pussy. And I love that you let me use it like one. So I put my hands behind your head. And give you a couple more forehead kisses. And I ask you a question. Daddy wants to know if he can fuck your throat. You look up at me. You nod. You don't just say yes. You say please. That's all I needed to hear. I pull back. And I'm reminding you what you signed up for by going slow at first. Reminding you what I am. And tonight, I will happily take advantage of your throat. Thank you, sweetie. It's really astonishingly adorable the way you look up at me. Trying your best while I spit pouring out your mouth, your pretty eye makeup running down your face, smashing into my pelvis, leaving little marks of black when I hold my fucking slut just because it feels dirty hot. I'm kind of fucked up. It seems to work for us. I hope you're playing with yourself. You have my permission. And I would always let you play with yourself when my cock is in your throat. It's kind of a bit of a training thing, isn't it? You feel good. I feel better. Win-win. Do you remember the last time your throat was used like this? Do you remember the first time when we had to take all those breaks? You had to pause, make the time outside with your hands like we talked about. Catch your breath. But now, you're such a good slut for me that you just do what I need. And that's why you're my favorite slut. That's why you're daddy's favorite whore. That's why you're my princess, but you're also my useful set of holes. Daddy's gonna come soon. Daddy's gonna feed his soul princess cum. My cum. All of it. From deep within my balls that my body's been making for the past couple of days. It's a mixture of different kinds of liquids in my body. Supposed to go in your pussy. But that's not where I want it tonight. And you earned it. You earned the taste. You earned the feeling. You told me you love it. Feeling me pulse and throb and twitch and shake in your mouth. In your wet mouth. The one that holds me so dearly while I'm doing such mean things to you. But you don't mind, do you? You fucking love it, and that's why you're so perfect for me. I know you liked when I called you daddy's perfect slut. My perfect fucking whore. Oh my god. Oh my god. Thank you, sweetie, for making me feel good. I've been daydreaming about this whole day. It's been building inside of me. And I need to deposit it inside of you. And don't just take my cum, take the emotions that come with it. Drain me of my stress, of my rage. Become more than an object for me. Become a tool. And in return, you'll feel so complete. Do you want Daddy to complete you? absorb me, savor every moment, because this is the only time you'll be getting this cum, this special batch of cum for my perfect slot. I needed that. You did amazing. Was that fun for you? You look like you were having fun. I was having fun. I can't believe you would do that for me. From? How is it even possible to make me feel that good? I'm gonna pass out. I can't even think. I'll talk to you in the morning. Come to bed. Let's sleep. We earned it. Yeah. Duh. Cuddles. We are so cuddling. Okay. Good night, kitty. I'm your inside voices. Keep listening to my shit, please. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.